when talking with the manager about it, they, Paraball and Arch Allies, the guys all grew up in the same town, in the same area, all went to school together, and so they just kind of are helping each other out, yeah, back and forth.
Wild West Fest is just around the corner. The Morning Blend's Jeff Liker speaks with event coordinator Sandy Meyer, as well as board member Kathy Cosart, to get all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
It's game time. It's crunch week at this point, pretty much. Are we ready?
It's 9 days away.
Yeah.
Yes, we are ready.
Yeah.
I think.
Ready as we're going to be.
Yeah, and then it's not going to feel like it, though, probably in the next couple of days, but... Yeah, probably a lot of gray hairs will sprout up and things like that, too.
But, so. Yeah,
probably. Probably more white in my hair than I have right now.
All right. Well, give us a rundown. We're excited for this coming up.
Okay, so we start on Thursday night, June 29th. Miss Ashley Cook comes on at 7:30. She's opening for Chris Jansen. He gets on the stage at 9:30. And then on Friday, June 30th, we have Shane Prophet, who opens at 7:30. For Jackson Dean at 9:30. On Saturday, July 1st, we have Hell's Bells, the number one AC/DC tribute band, on at 7:30, opening for Arch Allies at 9:30. And as I've mentioned on other stations, little tidbit of information, a few of the Arch Allies are actually original Hairball members. So, be prepared for some fun times on Saturday night. It should be great.
And that's a big selling point. Hairball, like, killed last year. That was incredible.
Yes, they did.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the when talking with the manager about it, Hairball and Arch Allies, the guys all grew up in the same town, in the same area, all went to school together. And so they just kind of are helping each other out, yeah, back and forth.
Very cool. All right. Tickets still on sale?
Tickets on sale at all general admission tickets are on sale at Serves, Hall, Vine, and Main Street locations. Both Dillon's on Hall and Vine, and then also at the Welcome Center. And then, as an extra bonus, if you want VIP tickets, which there are still some left, you can get them at the Welcome Center at 27th and Vine. They're the only place that sells our VIP tickets. And you can also get them online at wildwestfestival.com.
Very cool. And what else have we got going on tap? We've got parade.
We've got a parade on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And the parade theme this year is America for You and Me in 2023. And that was sent in by Kayleen Munch of Hayes, Kansas. We asked for some feedback on Facebook from people. And then we sat as a committee and looked all through them that night. And we voted unanimously for Kayleen Munch. So, congratulations to her. It's going to be a fun time, I think. We've had quite a few entries already, so I think the parade's going to be a pretty big deal. We're ready.
Yeah, it's always a great turnout at the parade, and the fireworks spectacular as
fireworks
well, too.
Yeah. On July the 4th, which I know that's a few days after, but see, you have time to rest.
Yep.
From July 1st that night, then you can rest on the 2nd and the 3rd. And all day during the 4th. Then at 10 o'clock, we have the fireworks. And don't forget to turn in to Mix 103 because they will have the live stream music. And it kind of all goes together with the fireworks shoot-off program, which is the music is actually put together by Dustin Armbruster from 101.9 The Bull.
Very cool.
Our boss, by the way.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah,
but he puts it together, and you can listen on the app, too, not just. If you don't have
right.
a radio, pull it up on your phone, go to hayespost.com and stream it that way. That's what I always do. I just do the streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Perfect.
All right. And I think I've got a question that's on everybody's mind. No carnival this year?
No carnival this year.
Okay.
We had some major issues with the carnival last year,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, they didn't really end up being quite the carnival we thought they were going to be.
Sure.
But and once we called around to other carnivals just to see if anybody's available, nobody's available that time
right.
period.
Right.
Because everybody's already booked.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. I do want people to know this. The reason that the old Heart of America, mm-hmm. Butch Corey, they came from Longview, Texas. And we used to kind of be part of their route as they headed back home when they finished up some of their other fairs and festivals. And then they'd be on their way home. Well, they got some reroutes done. And so they were having to go all the way back to Longview, Texas, and then come back to Hays, Kansas, and then go back home to Longview because they put on a big thing there after the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And Butch decided to step back and not do it because of the mall having their carnival 2 weeks before ours. It cut into, it literally cut into Butch's money. Mm-hmm. He wasn't getting as many people at the carnival as he thought. So he told us that with that, until we could get things changed, he would not be back. Mm-hmm. So then we started scrambling around. We found a guy from Dodge City, but he's now hooked up with somebody from Derby with Ottaway Amusements, and they've gotten big and they're already busy doing stuff. So, So this year we called around to several different ones, but nobody's available. So we just decided save face and just not even have a carnival this year. And I hate that for kids. Yeah. I know that was an important thing, but
we are still searching for hopefully maybe, you know, in the future, even next year to find a carnival to come back. So
Well, on the silver lining though, I mean, closer parking now.
I think we're going to try and figure something out down there. I'm not sure what we're going to do yet, but
it's still going to be a fun time. I mean,
always fun.
Yeah. The carnival's fun, but, I'm a little bit biased. I love music a little bit more than getting sick on the, spinning, spider ride and everything.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
But then again, I'm not eight anymore either.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, is there anything else that we want to cover on the...
I do want to say a big shout out to all of our sponsors. Mm-hmm. We could not do this without the sponsors. There are many, many sponsors, and I know they're said throughout the day here at the radio station. So I want to thank them. I want to thank everybody for coming and supporting us each year, for all those ticket purchasers. And remember this, tickets are $30 in advance. That gets you to all three nights. So that's $10 a night. Mm-hmm. But if you come down on the night of and try and buy a ticket, it's $35 per night. Mm-hmm. So go get your advance tickets. But you may want to get there because, like I said, we're only 9 days away from the first concert, and tickets, I think, are going pretty fast. So
yeah.
And the VIP tickets, they are $200 each, and that gets you in all three nights of catered meals and all the drinks. Until hard liquors serve till 9 o'clock, and then beer served till 10 o'clock. So, and you get preferred seating. So, if you want a VIP ticket and come down with some friends, that would be great too. We do have a good time.